Our scripture text today is taken from Matthew 24, verse 1 to 14. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. The buildings of the temple have been renovated by King Herod, and it was a beautiful place. And Jesus said unto them, "See ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down." This happened in the year 70 AD, when General Titus of the Romans destroyed the whole city. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, "Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, and of the end of the world?" And Jesus answered and said unto them, "Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, 'I am Christ,' and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. And they shall deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come." The Lord bless the reading of His holy word. The title of my message is "False Brethren and True Missionaries Before He Comes." Satan is working against the Lord, but our Lord is greater. And He is actively working for our salvation. Though Singapore has only 15% Christian, Roman Catholics included, and we say so few, Korea has 30%, and that sounds a bit better, and yet we say, why not more? There is a doctrine of election. It is up to God, on one hand, to choose. On the other hand, for us to believe. Now I'm preaching serially from the book of Matthew, and sermons from Matthew will be published as a book when the sermons will be published one by one. And then, as we are now here, we have arrived at Matthew chapter 24. And it is about the second coming of Christ. And it will stretch up to the 25th chapter. So it's quite a long section. Because the coming of our Lord the second time is a very important subject, so that those of us who are living may make sure that when He comes, He will not leave us alone, but take us. There will be false Christ and false prophets later on, it is re-stressed. And immediately we think of those with very outstanding credentials. And they can repeat the Bible like anything. And in America, one very well-known one is called Benny Hinn. And his messages are broadcast, especially in Australia. Whenever I go to Perth, I turn on the TV in the morning and he will appear. And with a switch of the hand, 20 or 30 people will just collapse and fall down on the ground. And that shows his power. Yes, his power. But satanic power. But he is a false prophet. The fact that there is no such thing like him doing. And together with his friends, they do this in the Bible. That is a power from the Lord. It is a power from Satan. One time it's very interesting to see two young men, very strong, and when they came, and with a switch of hand, the others fell, but these two stood up and stared at him. And he is very cunning. At once he turned aside and turned into some other subject, because he dare not face the truth. False prophets. And what will happen? The Bible seriously here tells us false prophets, false Christ, false prophets. And then there will be rumors of war and wars already in our short lifetime. Within 10 years of each other, we have the war in Iraq, and there are many other wars and rumors that are in the offing, coming up. Now China is getting very angry, warning Bush, you don't do anything to support Taiwan. And these things keep on brewing. Famines and pestilences. Famines, of course, everywhere. When you are out of job and you have no food to buy, that is famine right here in Singapore. But in the case of pestilences, also not too long ago, we have SARS. And so scared that the people were. Earthquakes. Do you know? Have you observed that earthquakes occur always at the beginning of the year? There will be one to start with. And of course, it all depends on the Lord. And at the beginning of the year, the Lord is already telling us from earthquakes that He is coming. But as you read down, I had one good news for you and one bad news. The bad news is about false brethren who betray one another in the church. The church should be a place of loving kindness. You read about what happened in the beginning when they were persecuted by the Jews. And there were 3,000, 5,000 saved. They all lived together. And the apostles looked after them. And the rich would sell the houses, the properties, in order to give to the help of the poor. And the apostles dispense this in the best way possible. Such things happen. But in the end times, there will come a time when they don't care and even betray one another. And they have no more respect for the pastors, especially the leaders, the elders. I will mention one case that happened in Singapore. The pastor, of course, he was not accused of anything, of any wrongdoing, of any misuse of funds. But they didn't like his style. And so they had a trial. All the elders got together. And with the trial notes coming up to a book, they finally disposed of him. The pastor was sacked. I've never heard of such a thing. But they have even more subtle efforts now. And they can get the pastor sacked from the church by forcing him under circumstances to resign. But this case of the pastor being sacked by the elders was by action of the elders, which is not according to customary law. The procedure should always be three outside pastors, not concerned with the case, then they will be able to judge without favor, without siding one or another. False brethren betraying one another, and they think that they are right, but the Bible calls them false brethren because they betray one another. But now the happy news. God is working all the time. namely verse 14, the last verse. Let us read it once again. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. We are living very near the coming of our Savior. We notice in a lifetime, two wars happened in Iraq. But interestingly, if you look at the Revelation in chapter 9, verse 13 to 16, there it tells us that the last war that will happen in this world will be outbreak from Iraq. And Dr. Walbert of Dallas Seminary, USA, very famous school, identified that this will be the Third World War. So we are getting nearer and nearer. If China will attack Taiwan, just for show, without really landing, it will really scare all the people of the world. Will it happen? I don't know. But we are living in very perilous times. But God is working. And He is raising up many missionaries in the last days. Do you know that in the whole world there are about 250,000 missionaries? With the world population growing and so forth, there is also a growth of missionaries. But on the whole, the West is slackening and not much increase. But the increase now comes from the East and from Africa or from Asia. God is using the Third World. And very interestingly, when we have so many Korean students studying in our college, about 20 of them, every time I ask a Korean student, why do you want to come here? I want to prepare to be a missionary. I said, why? To be a missionary, you must be English speaking. Otherwise, you go into the world, you cannot speak the language of the people. And so, the statistics now show us that in the last 10 years, from 2002, we have 10,000 Korean missionaries. And they are sending with increasing numbers. That means per year of 10,000, per year of 1,000, in another 10 years, there will be 20,000 Korean missionaries. That you never expected. The most third world countries missionaries are from Korea. But I want to ask you to consider another point about God using missionaries from the third world. As president of the Far Eastern Bible College, I can tell you that our college is involved in the Bible College movement, because we not only concentrate on our own, and they have graduated nearly 500 in the last 43 years. And many of these have opened BP churches. In Singapore alone, we have over 60 our own BP churches. How do they come? They come because of those who are trained and their leaders, they become pastors, and new churches are started. So in the same way, we have this Bible College movement, and we have gone to Burma, and now Indonesia, Kenya, Africa, and Tanzania, Africa, to help them upgrade their school, that they are able to grant degrees. This is a lot of hard work from our lecturers and teachers. Therefore, I believe this is one of God's programs to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth by having more upgraded that they may be leaders. I do not know if you realize it or not. It's not easy to find a pastor. You try it. I thank God that you have accepted me as a pastor, and then I've learned the work to be a pastor. You must become nothing. The pastor is always wrong. The members are always right. This is one thing I've learned. But I'm prepared. Or I put the blame all on me. But I'll try to do my best. And they say, you're an old fellow already, what can you do? But jovially and happily I say, not so sure, we cannot be too sure of our life. I say, I may outlive you. Because I prayed to the Lord. I like to serve you until 95 years old. And now I'm 84, still got 11 years. Why is it so? Because the college is a part of my life. And we want to go on to make it stronger and able to do better. So the Lord, He Himself, He forgives us. He overlooks many weak points. The churches even going astray. But the Lord has been very gracious still to call us. And that in so upgrading the other colleges, they may produce more leaders to lead the church. We have our title, False Brethren and True Missionaries. And I'm so happy, especially for my Korean students who, when they graduate, they truly go into the field. They are but the young bullocks who do not know the tiger. When you go into the field to work, there are many problems and troubles. But they gladly will do it. Finally, I point out another thing about our church. And there are other churches too. The lay people go into missions. And I'm so glad to tell you that we have members who so love the Lord that they themselves gave off their offerings. As I know the needs in a mission field. But so often we think of ourselves and saving more money ourselves. But actually we should use all that the Lord has given us to spare for missions. That is my new understanding. And they themselves are going to missions. We have got two sisters. And we have a wonderful field to work in Kuantan. And it has been started by a sister who goes there in the weekends. Because in Malaysia, there Sunday is Friday. And Friday we go, we can return on Saturday. And then, by going there, there are about 25 or 30 children. And they teach the children. The children readily come to the Lord. It's so wonderful. And they pay their own way. And not only that, they secretly give to those who need. That is my good news to you. Now what does it say to us? We who are very comfortably situated in Singapore, we can contribute a portion. At least somehow you hear about it, be quick to do it. For example, I'm leading you on a trip to the Holy Land. It's our 11th pilgrimage. And when you go there, we have a Palestinian church that is self-supporting. Very few to find a Palestinian church self-supporting. I do not want to bother our members, but you should also learn wherever you go. Do good. God has given us much, and we cannot be just holding it down. Give to the Lord in the right direction, you will be storing up your treasure in heaven. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Well, I have one message in readiness to preach to this Palestinian church. In their present situation, they are hoping, are going, will bless them by giving them this or that. And my message for them is, self-help with God's help is the best help. I bring nothing. I teach them how to fish. I do not bring them a fish. And they will be very happy to hear it because I've been teaching my students in Indonesia, in Thailand, going out. Self-help with God's help is the best help. And that's how the gospel expands according to the plan of God. When the gospel in the last days will be preached into all the world, all nations, and then shall the end come. What will you do? Let us pray. We thank thee, our loving Father, that in the last days there will be betrayal, even in the church. But you are overriding all this and raising up many to shoulder the cross. Many people will rise up to show the way through missions. Use our church in a marvelous way, we pray, and bless all those who come into your program. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.